Nerdy Legion. My name is Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for January 11th, 2019. Starting off in TV news, we're talking CW, and they have just released two trailers for the upcoming Roswell reboot. From the looks of them, this iteration of the show is going to be more drama and less cool alien stuff than the original. Or maybe I'm just remembering the original wrong. Amazon has greenlit and now cast the leads for a serial adaptation of the 2011 action thriller Hannah, originally starring Saoirse Ronan as the titular character. Now that role is going to Esme Creed Miles from Dark River. Taking the role originated by Eric Bana in the original is Altered Carbon and Suicide Squad's Joel Kinnaman. And for the Kate Blanchett role, they have cast Mirai Enos, who co-starred with Kinnaman in The Killing back in 2011 on AMC. All this crazy merger talk over in the Fox-Disney camp hasn't shaken the Legion series at all, as they have just announced that Lauren Tsai has joined the cast of Legion's third season as Switch, a young mutant whose secret ability serves as the key to executing David Haller's plan. Next, we're talking Star Trek. Two different updates for Star Trek. First, we all know Spock is set to play a part in Season 2 of Star Trek Discovery. Now, we're getting a little more info on where the character is psychologically from the actor set to play him, Ethan Peck. Speaking to TV Insider, he said that because this is a younger Spock, we'll be getting a rare glimpse of him struggling with his emotional human side, saying, quote, "He's dealing with his human side for the first time since childhood, a process that is essential to his development." End quote. So will this Spock live up to Nimoy or even Quinto's portrayal of the character? We'll just have to wait and see. Next, the new Star Trek show Picard, that will be streaming on CBS later this year, has just been confirmed to be happening after the events of the 2009 Trek movie in which the Romulan homeworld was destroyed. According to executive producer Alex Kurtzman, the destruction of Romulus will have radically altered Picard's life. Switching gears over to movies, looks like this all-new, all-better DC Extended Universe is leaning pretty hard on the New 52 runs for their superhero movies. Superbro Movies is reporting that the secondary villain in Shazam is going to be the New 52 version of Seven Deadly Sins of Man. Also, a tie-in toy from Wheeler Books has stickers of Mary Marvel, Captain Marvel Jr., plus Darla, Pedro, and Eugene in their superhero forms. So this likely means we're going to be seeing the whole Marvel family in this movie. Next, speaking to MTV News, because apparently they're still a thing, on the red carpet at the Golden Globes, Kevin Feige had this to say about the future of the X-Men in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The truth is, I'm excited for all of them. I'm excited, and it's not just the marquee names, you know. There are hundreds of names on those documents, on those agreements. And the fact that Marvel is as close as we may ever get now to having access to all of the characters is something I've been dreaming about for my almost 20 years at Marvel, and it's very exciting.
His mention of the non-marquee characters is interesting. We've seen how the MCU can take second and even third string Marvel characters and make them relevant. Does this mean Feige has plans to also continue with the off-the-beaten-path style of movies that Fox has started as well? Who in the X-Men part of the Marvel Universe would you like to see brought to the front? Continuing with Golden Globes news, in that same interview, Feige mentions a Galactus cameo that he helped facilitate in Adam McKay's current movie, Vice.
I've not gotten a call yet, but I've seen Adam tonight and at a number of these awards, and he is not only, as everybody knows, an incredibly smart guy, he's an honest-to-goodness fan. And you know, he did a lot of sort of behind-the-scenes help with us on the first Ant-Man film. And have you seen Vice?
Amazing.
Little cameo, little right? Galactus cameo in there that we helped him get. So I look forward to speaking with him more.
Then elsewhere at the Golden Globes, Adam McKay had this to say.
There actually has been some discussion about Silver Surfer. My agents certainly woke up.
Okay.
They were excited. We're in the middle of, you know, backing Vice right now. But who knows? In a couple months, it could pop up. I really am excited by that idea, so we'll see what happens.
Looks like one of the first MCU X-Men movies will likely be a Silver Surfer adaptation, which actually fits if The rumor that the next phase in the MCU is going to be more intergalactic in nature is true. Last time on Comic Talk Headlines, we talked about two animated Batman movies. And side note, Long Halloween is now all but confirmed, with those cast names that we went over being finalized. This time, let's talk about the Justice League and their new animated movie. It's going to be Justice League versus the Fatal Five, and we have the official voice cast updates. Bear with me, there is a lot of names in here. This time, we are getting Kevin Conroy as Batman, along with mainstays Susan Eisenberg as Wonder Woman, and George Newborn as Superman. As for the rest of the cast, THR is reporting that Diane Guerrero has been cast as Jessica Cruz, Ellis Gabel as Starboy, Peter Jessup as Thorak, Tommy Kenny as Bloodsport, Matthew Yang King as the Persuader, Suma Lee Montano as the Emerald Empress, Philip Anthony Rodriguez as Mono, Daniela Babodia as Miss Martian, Kevin Michael Richardson as Mr. Terrific, Noel Fisher as Brainiac 5, and Tara Strong as Saturn Girl. We also have word that Superman Red Son is being currently developed as an animated feature as well. Revenge of the Fans is reporting the voice cast will be Diedrich Bader, Amy Acker, Paul Williams, Tara Strong, Phil LaMarr, Jason Isaacs, Anna Vocino, Jim Ward, Jim Meskimen, Greg Chun, Phil Morris, Sasha Ruiz, Roger Craig Smith, Vanessa Marshall, Travis Willingham, William Salyers, and Winter Zoli in currently undisclosed roles. But we can infer from their previous castings which voices are going where. Diedrich Bader will likely be Batman, Paul Williams will possibly be the Penguin, Jason Isaacs will likely be Lex Luthor, Vanessa Marshall, Wonder Woman, and the rest are kind of up in the air. And finally, we have rumors floating around that the new Birds of Prey movie is going to forego the colorful comic book-esque costumes we got in Aquaman and will be getting in Shazam for a more subtle and less flashy color palette in order to go for a more, quote, grounded tone, unquote. It seems that Warner Brothers DC is taking Aquaman's success as a fluke, maybe? For more in-depth discussion in all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice, or for something more generally nerdy, check out me on Generally Nerdy on YouTube. Thank you, Legion, and we will see you next time.